Chapter 3 The Big Announcement. Applejack scribbled in the journal and dotted the end of her sentence with a satisfied period. The entry was about Cranky Doodle Donkey, the pie-eating contest, and how you never really know what to expect of ponies. Or donkeys. She was glad she'd asked Cranky to participate in the contest, even though she had been sure he'd say no. Applejack scanned the entry. Today, I learned that sometimes even those friends with a hitch in their giddy-up like Cranky Doodle Donkey like to be included from time to time. And you never know. They might just take the whole darn tootin' cake. Or pie. Applejack thought her hoof writing looked a little like chicken scratch. But all in all, it wasn't bad. She felt a wave of satisfaction wash over her. The feeling was almost as good as when she sat down to dinner each night after a long, strenuous day of apple bucking. Even though it wasn't relevant, she decided to add a little more because she was so excited. After the contest, there was one more big surprise. Sweet Apple Acres is up for an award for Best Orchard in Equestria. It's mighty exciting, and my friends and I plan to get the farm ready together. They each volunteered to help me for a day this week. Now all that's left is to tell the rest of the Apple family at supper. Well, that, and all the hard work. Applejack! A voice called from the other room. Applejack slammed the journal shut and hollered, I'm coming, Granny! On her way out the door, Applejack grabbed her brown cowgirl hat from its peg by the door and threw it atop her head. She never liked to go anywhere without it, even if it was just to another room in the house. There were extras in the hats and bows closet, but this one was best. It was perfectly broken in. Applejack trotted down the hallway, following the scent of something delicious. Sure enough, her nose led her straight to the kitchen. Granny Smith stood in front of the stove, stirring a big, bubbling pot of food. Were you busy, Sugar Cube? Granny Smith asked without turning around. I just thought you wouldn't mind helping your old granny set the table for dinner. Of course I don't mind, Applejack replied. She crossed over to the cabinet and started pulling down some bright green dishes. The smell from the pot wafted over. She inhaled deeply. What are we having? My tummy is rumbling just from the yummy smell. Your favorite carrot stew, Granny nodded with a knowing smile. I figured you could use a hearty meal after all the work you put in today with the contest. I sure hope you can find some time to rest this week. I doubt it, Applejack said as she carried the dishes and napkins over to the table. She was starting to get real excited to tell her family about the award. Applejack imagined the big blue ribbon they'd get to hang on the Sweet Apple Acres sign. It would look so fitting. She kept on daydreaming as she set the four place settings, one for each member of the Apple family. They always sat in the same spots. Applejack and Big Mac sat on the far ends with Granny and Apple Bloom across from each other in the middle. That little filly loved to have her granny right there close to her to cut her veggies. It started out that way when Apple Bloom was just knee-high to a pig's eye.
Say, I don't suppose you know where my sister and brother are, do you?
Applejack peered out the front window. She just saw the normal view of the farmyard, rolling green hills, a white picket fence, and no Apple Bloom or Big Mac in sight. She bit her lip in concern.
You never know with those youngins, Granny said.
She stirred the stew.
But this here stew is definitely half past ready for serving.
Applejack's stomach gave another loud rumble.
I'm sure they'll be along in a minute or two, Honey Crisp. You should sit down and eat while the gettin's good.
Granny carried the pot over to the table and placed it on an apple-shaped trivet. She took a ladle, scooped some of the orange-colored broth into a bowl, and tried to pass it to Applejack. Tantalizing, fragrant swirls of steam billowed up. Applejack shook her head in protest.
I'm mighty hungry, but I don't want to start eating without them.
It was a tradition for the Apple family to eat dinner together every night, and every pony knew that if there was one thing the apples cared about, it was tradition. Why, Sweet Apple Acres was practically built on it. That and a sturdy foundation of hoof-chopped lumber, of course.
We'll wait, said Applejack, taking her seat at the wooden farm table. Let's just chat for a bit until they get on home. Whatever you say.
Granny raised her hoofs in the air to surrender. Her knitted potholders were apple-shaped, too.
Applejack, you sure can be more stubborn than an old cow on a new harness, Granny said, taking a seat. So what were you getting up to when I called you down?
Applejack smiled. She wanted to tell Granny about the award, but she knew the effect would be much better if she waited till the whole gang was there.
Well, I was writing in this journal that I have with my friend, see? I forgot how good it feels to put something down on paper.
20 minutes later, the stew had gone completely cold. Applejack was annoyed at first, but now she was just plumb worried. What if Apple Bloom had somehow fallen into a sinkhole and Big Mac was struggling to rescue her all on his own? Or what if Big Mac had accidentally sniffed a giant funflower, the only plant he's allergic to? Why, he could be swollen up like one of Pinkie Pie's balloons. Or what if...
Sorry to interrupt your deep pondering, dear, but I'm sure Apple Bloom and Big Mac are just fine. No falling into Froggy Bottom Bog or the like,
Granny said. Applejack frowned and cocked her head to the side. She hadn't even said any of that out loud. Granny was good.
Well, whatever it is, I hope there's a good reason, she said.